Hi guys, welcome to the Get Packing podcast, where I take you guys on my journey of traveling through Australia for the next year. Starting in 2 weeks, I'll be going to Australia for a work and travel program, and I'm just going to be going all over the country, hopefully, and working different jobs, and yeah, I'm just really looking to grow and have a little fun before I start working. I just graduated college from Colorado Mesa University, and I got my degree in environmental science and technology, and I had a lot of fun with it, but I do just want to go travel and just do a little more growing and learning before I start my career. So that is what I'm going to go do, and I'm excited to share all of my stories and learning and experiences with all of you. I really wanted to study abroad in college, but I went to college like right when COVID hit, so studying abroad wasn't really happening, and I ended up graduating college a year early, and I really, like, I wanted to be done with school, but I didn't feel ready to be an adult quite yet. So I started looking into some travel programs, and I came across this program with Greenheart Travel, where you can go to Australia for a year. It's like a specific visa, just 18 to 30 years old. And so I'll be with a bunch of other young adults. I'm really excited. I'm going to be working when I'm there. It'll just be temporary jobs, just to make money to be able to travel around and really experience everything that Australia has to offer. So I've looked at the job portal a little bit, and there's like bartending, waitressing, barista type jobs for the most part. I'll be starting in Sydney. So, I mean, as most people know, it's quite a big city. So there will be probably a lot of like restaurant type of jobs there. So I'll probably start out doing that. In terms of like the housing and stuff, so it's called Greenheart Travel here in the United States, and then in Australia it's the Work and Travel Company. So they will be helping us find jobs and housing and all of that. So they'll help us find housing. I'm hoping to probably live with people who I meet in the program. And the first week that we get there, we will just be with people from the program. We'll open up our Australian bank accounts and get all of that set up, and they'll show us around Sydney and just get to know the people in the program, and also like get to know how the company can help us while we're there. So that first week is going to be really, really nice, because right now I'm pretty nervous. Like, I know what to expect, but I also don't. And like, I've been preparing for this since like December when I applied for it, but at the same time, I'm like not mentally prepared because I've just been in summer mode and just chilling with my parents at their house. So I got to kind of get back into independent woman mode, which I'm a little nervous for. But anyway, the first week will be nice to just get to know everyone, kind of get my bearings a little bit, figure out like the layout of Sydney. I've never lived in a big city before, so I'm a little bit nervous for that. And also, I've never really had to take public transportation, and we're not allowed to drive when we're there, which makes sense, obviously, because I don't know how to drive in a foreign country. So I'll have to figure out the public transportation piece. But I'm actually pretty excited for that, because I don't love driving, and I would not like driving in a big city. So I feel like the public transportation will be nice, and I feel like Sydney will be a nice city, but you can pretty much go anywhere, and they have house or jobs in different parts of Australia. And a lot of the jobs are through the Work and Travel Company, so they'll help you find jobs, and they have a job portal where employers that they work with will post their jobs just for people in the program, which is really nice, because it's just like an extra hand of getting a job and things. Like, I could not imagine going to a different country and just figuring everything out for myself. And that's what most people at home have been saying to me. Like, they think I'm so crazy for going to Australia, but I'm like, I promise I have so much help. Like, not that everything is figured out for me. Obviously, I have to apply for things and stuff, but it is a huge help that they have, like, employers that they work with, and even for housing, like, they have connections. So I know that I won't be alone, and I'll have people to help me, which is really, really nice. I really would love to work in, like, hospitality or something at, like, a resort, but I'm going in August, which is, like, the end of their winter going into spring, so I think that the resorts and things won't have openings until, like, summertime. So I might work a job, like a restaurant job, for a few months, and then hopefully when, like, the tourism season hits, then I'll be able to get a job in hospitality, which I think would be really fun. And also, hopefully, they could provide housing, which would be really nice, because then I wouldn't have to worry about housing and, like, getting to work and all of that. And that's honestly one of the things I'm most nervous about, is, like, I've never had to take public transportation to get to a job before. Like, you have to leave so early and just, like, make sure you get there on time. Like, I don't know. It's going to be an experience. I'm, like, nervous, but I also know that I can do it. And obviously, there will be other people in the same boat as me, like, just trying to figure it out at the same time. So really what I want to do with this podcast is do, like, a weekly update of everything that I've been up to. And obviously, the first few weeks, I'll just kind of be getting my bearings, so I don't know if I'll be able to record, but I want to update everyone on what job I got, like, what friends I've made, where I'm going to be living, different sayings that I've learned, because I know that, like, one of the biggest culture shocks is going to be, like, all of the different Aussie sayings and things. Like, I feel like even though, like, it's English, it's going to be so different, and, like, I'm going to be so confused trying to talk to people. And I'm also nervous for when I'm working, like, if they're not going to understand what I'm saying, because, like, obviously we have different phrases in the US than in Australia. So I don't know. We'll just see how that works. On that note, I'm also nervous that they're not going to like Americans. So I'm a little bit nervous for that, but I think it will be okay. And also, I'm very nice and respectful, so I feel like they'll be okay. I'm not, like, going to be really out there, you know. I'm going to probably be pretty shy at first, so I think that should be. But anyway, yeah, I would like to do weekly updates on here, just for my friends and family to know what I'm up to, and for anyone else who is going to travel. And I also would love, like, once I make friends and things, to have other people on the podcast to share, like, what jobs they're getting, things that they've learned along the way. I think that could be really fun. My goal for this whole, like, the podcast and going to Australia is just to kind of challenge myself and get out of my comfort zone. I feel like I know I can do it, because going to college out of state, like, I didn't really have anyone. Obviously, I kind of followed my ex-boyfriend, but I didn't have anyone at the college, like, that I knew, and I just had to make my own friends, and, like, it was really, really hard at first, but it ended up being, like, the best thing I ever did, and, like, I love my friends from Colorado. So anyway, I know it's going to be hard, but I also have done it before, and, like, I know the second time around it's not going to be as hard. Yeah, it's a 17-hour time difference. That's another thing that's making me nervous, is, like, trying to talk to my friends and family, or, like, you know, when I was in college, I literally called my mom, like, 3 times a day. So I'm nervous that I, like, won't be able to call her when I need help with something. But that's just another way that I'll be able to grow and, like, learn how to just take care of things for myself. Like, not that I can't, but it just, like, I usually like to call someone and have them, like, back up my decision, you know. But I'll just kind of have to stick to my guns. And I'm really excited. I am nervous. I'm a little bit sad to leave home, because I've just gotten used to being here, and it's just been a nice break after college. Like, I feel like I've finally let myself, like, relax, and my last semester of college was, like, a lot of work. Those of you who were there, you know, it was a tough time. But yeah, I'm excited. I'm going to be sad to leave my family and my friends that I've reconnected with. But I also know that it's going to be really good, and I'm excited to share everything with my friends and family, and I know they're going to be really excited for me. Yeah, I feel like this will also be a good way for me to process, like, how I'm feeling about everything, every week instead of just like going through the motions, like having a set time to like sit down and think about how everything's going and like how much I've grown and everything. So I already made a whole packing list, so I already know everything I'm gonna pack. It's gonna be really light because I don't want to have to check a bag, and especially if I'm traveling around in Australia, I don't want to have to check a bag. So I'm bringing my Cotopaxi backpack that I just got. It's like basically a suitcase but a backpack, and then a North Face just like normal backpack. So I'm gonna fit everything in there. Fingers crossed. I'm only bringing 4 pairs of shoes, which I guess is kind of a lot, but I'm bringing my Hokas, my Converse, my Birkenstocks, and my Chacos. And then I'm basically bringing like one of every item of clothing, like one rain jacket, one pair of jeans, like, yeah. So hopefully that's all fine. I'm also nervous about like, when am I going to do laundry, but you know, that's none of my business right now. So yeah, I'm bringing like literally the bare minimum, but I'm bringing my laptop, which will be nice. Basically, the rest of it I can get there. Oh, yeah. And I'm bringing, like, bars of shampoo and conditioner, which I'm nervous about. I've never used a bar before, but first of all, more sustainable. I mean, I did major in environmental science, so I should be more sustainable. And also takes up less room in my bag, so. Anyway, I'm trying to pack really, really light, so we'll see how that goes. I haven't tried to pack everything yet, but I probably will soon. I just had to open my Australian bank account today, which was weirdly like way easier than I thought, but I do have to go like in person and show them my passport to actually activate it. So I guess that makes sense. But, yeah, I had to do that. And then there's a couple like handbooks and things that I had to read through, which is nice to like, just get a feel for like how everything's going to work when I get there. And they also give you a SIM card for your phone, which I'm still trying to figure out if I need like a phone plan, but hopefully I sent an email to someone, so hopefully they get back to me. But yeah, there's a lot of like random things that I didn't really think about, like how my phone's gonna work there. And they said they're giving us an Australian phone number, which I don't really get, like if my phone can work with an Australian number and a US number. So yeah, there's a lot of question marks right now, so I'll keep everyone updated when I figure it out. But yeah, right now I kind of feel like, not that I'm in over my head, but I kind of feel like I have no clue what's actually going to happen. But it's also like, you can't really plan for it. I have no clue. I've never been there. So yeah, we're just going to see what happens. I did go to Greece in June, like right after I graduated college, and I literally loved it so much. I definitely want to go back, but that was my first time like genuinely in a different country. So yeah, going to Greece was really cool because that's the first time I've seen like a very different culture from like anything I've seen in the US, and I loved it so much. So hopefully going to Australia is similar to that. Obviously I was only there for 10 days. I'm going to be in Australia for a year, so I'm sure it'll be very different, but I'm excited to meet the people. I hope that they like me. Fingers crossed. I'm excited to meet the boys, low-key. Everyone has told me I'm going to meet my husband when I'm there, so, you know, I'm okay with that. We'll see what happens. I'm not going to get my hopes up because then I'm just going to make it weird. But anyway, yeah, and the program, there's people from the US, Canada, and the UK. So hopefully I'll meet people from different places like right off the bat that first week. So that'll be good. I hope I meet some nice girls to hang out with. Yeah, we're staying in a hostel the first week. I've never stayed in a hostel before, but I can't imagine it's that different from a college dorm. So I feel like it'll be fine. It's not like I've never lived with a random person in my room, so I think that should be fine. I literally only have, let's see how many days. I think 10 days, yeah, until I leave. So I'm leaving on the 17th, and then my mom and I are flying to Hawaii together, and then we'll hang out there for a day, and then I'll fly to Sydney, and then my mom will fly home. So the flight from Hawaii to Sydney is 10 hours, which obviously is really long, but I already did a 10-hour flight when I went to Greece, so I know that I can do it. And also I fly standby all the time, so I'm used to flying like with strangers, so I know I can do all of that. But yeah, it's just gonna, like, I'm nervous, but I kind of just want to get to that point where I'm like on the plane going there, because I know like once I'm by myself, like I'm gonna like feel strong and like know I can do it. But like when I'm saying bye to my mom and stuff, like I'm gonna be a mess, obviously. So yeah, I'm like, honestly, the anticipation is kind of like killing me more than anything. Like I feel like I'm anxious 24/7 because I'm like thinking about everything that I should pack, and like what if I forget something, and who do I need to see before I leave, and like all the things. So anyway, right now I'm a little nervous, but I feel like once I am on my way there, like I'll just be ready. So anyway, I think that's all I have to say. I'm sorry if I rambled a lot. I've never recorded a podcast before. And yeah, I tried to record like 3 times, and every time I was like, ew, get rid of that. But this time I actually just sent it, and I feel like I'm talking how I normally talk. So if it sounds kind of crazy, that's just what I sound like normally. But yeah, I'm excited to continue this podcast. I'm actually going to commit to it, because normally when I have a good idea, I get nervous and I don't want to do it anymore, but I'm actually going to do it. And I'm excited to have guests. I feel like when I like am having a conversation with someone, it'll flow a little bit better. And obviously I just have to get used to it. But yeah, if you're my friends and family listening, please, send me any questions that you have, and I will try to answer them. Anyway, I love you guys, and I'm excited to share this journey with you. So stay tuned for my next episode. I honestly don't know when it will be, but I'm going to try to take like some cover pictures for the podcast. And yeah, I'm going to make it super cutesy, even if it's just for my friends and family. But yeah, love you guys, and I'll keep you posted. Bye.